A Port Moody City Councillor who is not running for re-election is now seeking two public seats, one on School District 43's, SD 43. Board of Education, the other on Coquitlam City Council. Zoe Royer recently filed her papers in Port Moody to become a school trustee and, last Thursday, September 8, a day before the nomination period closed, she also submitted her paperwork to join Coquitlam Council. In an interview with the Tri-City News today, September 13, Royer explained she was encouraged by Coquitlam leadership to put her name on the ballot. And although she did not name the leadership that reached out, she said she has the backing of Mayor Richard Stewart. Stewart, along with his wife, and Coquitlam councillors Trish Mandewo, Steve Kim and Dennis Marsden signed her nomination documents. "It started with the Coquitlam leadership reaching out to me," she said of her decision to campaign for two positions. "It was quite late in the nomination process and I needed some time to think about it, to fully digest it, but it was very rapid. This wasn't on my radar at all, so it was very humbling and quite validating to be asked." Royer praised Stewart for his collaborative efforts on council and making sure that he's very fair to allow people to speak, she said. "He has endorsed me for my performance on council at the regional level," she added. "We need strong women on council and he feels like I can hit the ground running." Royer said she looks forward to having an impact in Coquitlam, especially on its environmental and inclusion policies, as well as at the regional level for transportation and medical response. She said she's also eager to take on the two roles to provide more efficiencies in local government and at the Board of Education table. She also pointed to several politicians across the province who are holding, or have held, dual public positions. Among them, Angie Delaney, SD 27 and Caribou Regional District, Shelley Sim, SD 73 and District of Clearwater, Heather Stewen, SD 78 and District of Hope, and Tony Goulet, SD 28 and City of Quesnel. As for her residency, Royer said she lives on the Port Moody-Coquitlam border, and has also worked with Coquitlam residents and supported Coquitlam causes. "It's rare that a day goes by that I'm not in Coquitlam," she explained. As for Coquitlam council meetings, Royer said she's watched them online to get up to speed and is known by Coquitlam incumbents and staff. On the community reaction to seek two elected chairs, Royer said her bids have been positive. "So far, I feel blessed and humbled by the outstanding support I've received." The 2022 civic election is set for October 15. Royer is one of 22 council candidates running for a position on Coquitlam City Council, in alphabetical order. Brent Asmundson, incumbent. Rob Bottos, Phil Buchan, Ben Craig, Mo Darwish, Matt Johnlick, Craig Hodge, incumbent, Steve Kim, incumbent, Paul Lambert, Sean Lee, Trish Mandewo, incumbent, Dennis Marsden, incumbent, Robert Mazzarolo, Cameron McBriar, Brian Mazzara, Benjamin Perry, Leslie Rusa, Harvey Sue, Ali Tutian, Terry Towner, incumbent, Carl Trepanier. Two known all candidates meetings are set to take place in Coquitlam leading up to the election. The Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce will host mayor and council nominees at the Evergreen Cultural Center on September 22, while the Northeast Coquitlam Ratepayers Association will bring candidates to Burke Mountains Victoria Hall on September 29.